Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is IRIB English Radio.
Youth Station.
Yes, and this is Zahra and Asma.
I am Asma, of course.
We are here together.
This is studio is home.
Yes.
Like when we're here, we're going to speak of every single thing that is related to the youngsters.
And even older people and ourselves.
Of course. Everybody is welcome. But the thing that we're talking about in here are more of sort of friendly stuff that we might even talk in a bus, in a taxi, with your friends, I mean. Whenever you're free, you could have some chit-chats about this stuff that happens so much common in nowadays world.
Yeah, interesting topics to kind of jot your mind and give you a little bit something to think about, food for thought.
I always say that whatever we say in here are not meant to change your life, but they are meant to be some sort of triggers that give you a material to think about.
Yeah. Like, you could disagree, you could agree, you could have a more complex opinion on the topic, but our goal here is just to give
create
you something.
Create some fandom.
Yeah. Make a fandom who appreciates intellectual topics.
Exactly. Yes. This is a sort of worthy fandom.
Yeah. Mm. And so as you can guess, this is the second episode of the topic we were discussing, which was fans, fandoms, following celebrities.
Just to brush up on what we have said previously, I would put it this way, that being a fan to someone, to some celebrities, to whatever fields, does not have anything to be accused. Like, fanning things, concepts, people, whatever, is not a wrong thing. But it gets wrong when it turns into an obsession, when it turns into a dangerous obsession, when it turns into a kind of damage to your personal life. You lose the track of your life just because you're fanning someone who is just like you.
Yeah.
A human being with the same, perhaps, needs, with the same issues and problems, maybe even more of problems.
And the issue is they might not even be just as simple as you are. A lot of times, celebrities, I mean, they get paid for what they do.
And so
they may be promoting or showing something that they themselves don't even like or don't believe in.
But they have to because they have a contract.
Yeah, or they may be
getting paid for that.
Yeah, so they may be showing a belief. They may be showing an aspect of their life that doesn't even necessarily, it's all on camera. And
exactly.
When you kind of fan over that topic, or like, oh, my favorite celebrity's wearing this shirt, they're wearing that thing, oh, I saw it in the market the other day, so I have to go buy such a thing. Usually that celebrity themselves is getting endorsed to like wear that, to show
that.
And they likely don't even like it themselves or care that much about it.
And we see that a lot in the documentaries that come out of their personal life. You could see that they are pretty much simpler than the way they show it to the communities or in media. Aside from that, the problem with being a very dyed-dip-in-the-wool fan to something or someone is the idea of idolization. Like when someone becomes the idol to a majority of people, then it becomes dangerous because, psychologically speaking, those people who are in power and who are paying those idols, like the alleged idols, they know what they're doing. They know that that psychologically they have the cords of your brain into their hands and they could play with it the way they like.
Yeah.
Like whatever this celebrity is saying or doing turns into the gospel truth for you.
Yeah.
Like it would turn into something that you would take it just as the whole truth.
Yeah, just because they said something, because they believe a certain way, they use a product a certain way. And it's interesting because the way it works is that celebrity basically sells an image, a life, something that you really enjoy, you really like, you want to be like that. And so exactly the way the advertisement works is that they're like, okay, so you want to reach this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this person, they reach this because they use this product. They reach this many people following them. They reach this much love from
exactly.
everybody because they wear this clothes, because mm-hmm. they have this car,
yeah.
because they have these shoes, because they have
and
these kinds
of
friends.
That thing that they're using or promoting people to use becomes a trend. Mm-hmm. Like if you see that year, the dress that, for example, that actress is wearing becomes a trend for all women.
Yeah.
Like this is creating habit formation, you know?
Yeah.
It is starting to create a sort of habit for people unconsciously. They don't know why they are doing this.
Yeah.
Because it's the taste of someone else. It's the choice of someone else. Why should I go the same as they go?
And so it's kind of sad because when you think about it, like people are different. People have their own interests.
Yeah.
Do all of these girls who wear this exact same makeup style, who buy those exact same clothes, buy those exact same products, do they all need it? Is
exactly.
it good for
this
them?
This is the
Would
point.
They really choose that on their own? Or are they just like losing themselves and their own opinions and their own individuality by following somebody else?
Yeah. Actually, these ideas are intruding my own personality, my own private individual sort of thinking without me even noticing that.
How about we go for a quick break and talk more about this topic after we come back?
Sure.
So we were talking about fans, fandoms, following celebrities, and how a lot of times celebrities and things that people follow aren't necessarily just themselves the way they are. They're usually endorsed by mm-hmm. people who have some kind of capital, some kind of something they have on that person, money or whatever, to make them endorse a certain product. This is Youth Station, by the way. This is Zahra and
Asma.
And we're talking about
fans and fandoms. What's wrong with all these people getting to be engaged with a certain sort of life that is not theirs?
Yeah. So do you think there is a way to be a healthy fan about something? Like, you know, just follow something you like, but basically maintain your individuality. Don't let yourself be over influenced by something, even though you like it.
Yeah. So first thing first, to make something very much clear, there's nothing wrong with being a healthy fan. Like, what is the definition of a healthy fan? A healthy fan would never get
a ceiling one.
They would never be so sort of a, I don't know how to put it, like, I don't want to be rude. They don't get engaged in something in a sort of, it doesn't turn into their obsession.
Like
they fan someone, but that does not mean necessarily that they would agree with whatever they say or whatever they promote or whatever they're just buying.
So that's just like a normal, you kind of just appreciate, you're like, hey,
yeah, yes.
like a nod of the head to that one. That,
exactly.
Yeah, I like what you do.
Exactly.
But I mean,
like,
you're you.
I like the way you act. I like the way you write. But that does not necessarily mean that I like the way you think.
Yeah.
The way you are actually propelling me to think as well.
Yeah. Or like appreciate that, okay, that person, they're wearing that stuff, they're using those products, whatever. They like it. They do it. That's fine for them.
Yeah.
I
have my own ways.
I have my own ways. I don't need to, like, follow whatever somebody else does. I don't have to change everything I like and everything I do and everything I believe in just because somebody who is just like me.
This is the point. Well, the problem I have with those obsessed fans, the most problematic problem that I have with them, is the fact that they forget about their individual idiosyncrasies, and then they start following someone, though they know that someone is just like me.
Yeah.
A normal, ordinary, fallible human being.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I want to fan someone, personally speaking, I'd rather follow someone who's perfect. Like when, for example, I have such a greatest scholar who is the father, literally, to me, who's actually, according to whatever narration we have, the Prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salam, both of them are the fathers to the people who are following them. So when I have such a great person in my heritage, why shouldn't I be fanning him instead of just fanning someone whom I already know is full of flaws and errors?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you mentioned, other than the fact of, like, the problems that follow being a fan of fallible individuals who are just like us, there is always the topic that there is some kind of profit to it. Like, people, the celebrities who are advertising things, who are posting things, who are taking special pictures, all of these things, they profit from it in some way.
And like, also, they would change their mind. Maybe a year after, if you look back to them, they have changed their strategy totally.
Yeah, usually, there is obviously not to like shoot down all celebrities and stuff like that. It's just, the reality is, it's their job.
Yeah, it's their job.
It's their job. Like, that's how they make money. Mm-hmm. That's how they make a living. They advertise certain things, they make it look nice. They get paid by the producer of that product.
Yeah.
And because they can sell that product, because they show that product to everybody else. So the more people see it, the more people follow them, the more money they make, the more money that company makes, the mm-hmm. more money the next company is willing to pay them for a similar advertisement.
Yeah.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
It seems like, you know, a big factor in all of these things is considering whether the person you're following, the person you're fanning over, you're trying to make yourself more similar to them, do they profit from you in any way? And if so, do you want to let yourself be a source of profit?
Exactly. An object.
Yeah.
And do you really wish to be an object for someone else to create benefit out of your, I don't know what to call it, your naivety, your love, your boundless love, or whatever? But the example that I just mentioned, in these Islamic role models, we do not have such a thing as benefits. Like, for example, if I take Imam Ali alayhi salam, or since I'm a woman, if I take Lady Fatima to Zahra salamullah alayha as my role model, she's not going to have any benefits for me. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to be taken out of me.
And another thing is that you don't get harmed by trying to follow their beliefs or their likes because they're infallible. So trying to make yourself similar in the way they dress, in the way they eat, and the way they speak is unlikely to cause you major harm. But obviously, even the Prophet, Imam, stuff like that, in all their narrations, mm-hmm. they do mention, you know, how usually it's more like guidances, like, okay, you're free, you love whatever color you do, light, wear whichever one you want. But if you want to, like, the color white is a clean color. So the Prophet says, I personally like the color white because it's clean. Whenever it gets dirty, it's clear and you can clean it up. You can wash it. And so, like, there are recommendations they have, but neither do they, like, force that on anybody else or, like, benefit from it in any way. They just give their recommendations mm-hmm. with their kind of ideas behind it, their reasoning behind it, and give you the option to be like, okay, yeah, I'm at home. I want to be clean. I want to have a clean environment. I'm going to wear white at home. So I guess, like, when follow something in which you aren't the product, in which you aren't an object, in which you maintain your individuality.
And in which you're going to be improved.
Yeah. And if you want to follow something, if you want to change your beliefs, if you want to change your behaviors, change it for the better.
Exactly.
Don't let yourself get ruined for something that's not worth it. So it was great talking about this. I hope we've managed to kind of tickle your mind a little bit
exactly.
about this.
Yeah, this and was we'll all see you and soon. This was all the time that we had.
And we'll see you soon in another episode of Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that, inshallah, in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum. Wassalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Allah, 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 Allah.